Today, we will cover evangelism, missionary, and apostleship. And so here's what I want us to recognize. This definition should be bordering on annoying to you by now, because you've heard it about 15 times, something like that, 14, I don't know. But you've heard it a lot. But I want it, I keep putting it out there because I want us to sort of ingrain this in who we are so that when we think about spiritual gifts, we don't think about us, we think about you, right? We think about them, we think about the kingdom, we think about the body. So a spiritual gift is a special ability given by the Holy Spirit intentionally to you, meaning with a purpose, for the building up of the body and the expansion of the kingdom. It has to be all of those things. Holy Spirit, special ability, intentional, building up, expanding. Like all of those things have to be present. And so today, as I said, for those of you just joining, we're covering three different gifts today. The gift of evangelism, the gift of missionary or missions, and the gift of apostleship. So let's start with the gift of evangelism. And let me say this, that the word evangelism really has kind of fallen on some hard times. I remember when I was in seminary, and this should be alarming, hopefully, to you. I was in a class called evangelism, and the professor asked, how many people think evangelism is one of the primary responsibilities of the church? And almost nobody raised their hand. I don't want to say almost nobody, a vast minority of these are people who are going to be pastors and priests and Christian counselors and worship leaders. And among those, it was a very small number of people who thought this is one of the priorities of the church. And I think there are a couple reasons for this. Number one, when you look at how it's been done over the last, 1700 years, it hasn't been a glowing report, right? Crusades, like these are not moments where you look back and say, yeah, evangelism. Even in our own tradition, Christians on Christians, we as brethren folk, we had some different perspectives. Like we thought you should be baptized when you're an adult. And man, that got us in some trouble. And so we would even, at the hands of other Christians, be executed because they were trying to protect the doctrine and trying to teach us the right way to love Jesus. So there's all this kind of baggage, and you add to that, you know, these crusades, not just, you know, in the Middle East crusades, but like recent crusades, and it's not always done well, and it's a lot of like, hey, learn to love Jesus, and then see you later. And so the word has a lot of negative connotations. I think the other element that makes evangelism difficult is we live in such a pluralistic society, meaning we all think, we don't, but many think that Jesus is a way, not the way to God, and that we kind of have this smorgasbord and we can kind of piecemeal things together. And so when somebody comes in heavy-handed with Jesus and we eliminate other opportunities, they see that as an act of distrust or hate or instead of love. Part of that's because we just haven't done it well. So we have all of that kind of circling in the background when we talk about evangelism. So I just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge that. But here's what we actually mean when we talk about evangelism. It is a God-given ability to share the gospel with unbelievers in such a way that men and women become Jesus' disciples and responsible members of the body of Christ. Now, here's the thing. The gospel there is the important part, right? These aren't just people that are able to share the Bible or share faith or share religion, but like it all hinges on the gospel, right? If we just point to God, but we don't call him Jesus and we don't point out the good news and the great work of the cross, it's watering it down, right? We as Christians believe that the thing that saves us is not how big our church is or how many hours we spend there or what good deeds we do, but the thing that gets me audience with the Father.